Proclamation number 6832 of 17th of May, 1957. Help from above in the final battle of faith. You will be fully compensated in the spiritual kingdom for all the hardships imposed on you by earthly life if you take them upon yourselves with devotion and pay less attention to your body than to your soul. I have prepared a glorious fate for all those who have to bear suffering and hardship for the sake of my name, who value me and my kingdom more highly than earthly goods and earthly rewards, who prove their loyalty to me by gladly taking physical hardship and deprivation upon themselves when it is necessary to confess for me and my kingdom. For this time will come one day and make great demands on you humans. Much will be taken from you if you refuse to deny me. They will try to force you with brute force and you will need much strength to resist, but you will also receive it in abundance. Yet physically you will not be able to indulge but only ever have what you need to sustain your life. For this comes to you from me, because I myself take care of my own when they are deprived of everything by an enemy power. But it is only a short time and they will be repaid a thousandfold for their loyalty. On the new earth or also in the spiritual kingdom where glories await them which are inconceivable to them. But as long as they are still on earth I will assure them of my constant help. I will truly not leave them in earthly adversity, no matter how threatening and dangerous their situation may seem. He who sustains heaven and earth can also sustain you who stand by me and openly confess this before the world. And for the sake of my own I will also shorten the days. 17th of the 5th, 1957. I know that they are difficult for you and I don't want you to waver in your faith because you are still weak people despite your will and because I also know how much my adversary will press you in your battle of faith. And I will not let you fall into his hands. That is why the last battle on this earth will take place in a very short time, and you can confidently and with full faith expect my imminent coming as soon as this battle erupts on earth. But then you should also humbly take all difficulties upon yourselves and only ever confidently wait for my help, for I will not leave you. And you should not grieve for those whom I fetch home first, whose earthly life seems particularly difficult to you and gives you cause for doubt. For a glorious fate truly awaits them in my kingdom, and their suffering and hardship on earth will be repaid to them a thousandfold as well as the loyalty they have shown me. And thus no person need fear the coming difficult time who already feels inwardly connected to me, who is willing to fulfill my will, to serve me and thereby come close to me. For he already belongs to me and his further fate is only the ladder to ascend the final height. And then all those promises concerning my care for you will obviously come true. I will refresh you. I will hear your petitions. I will take care of your body in your earthly life. I will make the burden easy for you and only put a gentle yoke on you. I will take me as your father so that you will not be orphaned in the world. For the world will hate you and persecute you, it will cast you out of its community, and my little flock will fearfully flee to its shepherd, and my sheepfold will receive all of them and grant them safe shelter. I will deny the wolf his further advance, and shortly, therefore, the fate of him who is completely dominated by my adversary will play a major role in that battle of faith, who himself rules over his followers and whose measures will be directed against all believers and thus also against me myself, whom he seeks to dethrone. he will not have a long lifespan. And this should also be an indication to you and a hope that only a short time will pass until the end comes, which means redemption from all adversity for my own. Amen.